Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2011, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Now, Annie Lennox describes herself this morning as being honoured to receive the OBE for her charity work, and she's used her voice well over the last four decades. An only child to a family not blessed with huge amounts of money, she was allowed piano lessons, and her talent got her to the Royal College of Music. They were not her happiest years, though, but life got better when she found her voice outside of the world of classical music, and the power of her vocal cords took her to instant pop success, partnered by the eccentric genius of Dave Stewart. With the Eurythmics, they sold millions of records and toured the world, but although sweet dreams are made of this, Annie decided that family life took precedence, so pop stardom took a back seat to picking up the kids from school. She never stopped making music, though, and she has 8 Brit Awards, 1 Oscar, a Golden Globe, 2 grown-up children, a new album called The Christmas Cornucopia, and now 2 Inheritance Tracks.
The track I've inherited is by The Kinks. It's Waterloo Sunset. I love the Beatles and I love the Rolling Stones, but the Kinks were really something unique.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, flowing into the night.
I am an only child, so I spend a lot of time on my own, and I was brought up in a tenement house in Hutchins Street in Aberdeen.
But I don't.
It had 2 rooms. And you had to go outside into this sort of shared toilet. There wasn't a bath or anything like that. And there was a washroom in the backyard. And my mother used to do all the washing by hand, as the women did, with the big wringers and the boilers and all of that. And it was just such a different time.
Every day I look at the world from my window.
I went to quite a posh school because I got in through an exam. And when they would have a party at somebody's house, I'd go to the house and realise that everybody had their own bedroom and they had a staircase that actually was inside their house, not a communal staircase. And they had bathrooms with hot and cold running water. It looked like this most extraordinary world that I had no access to. So I started to realise that there were differences, but it never made me feel envious or anything like that. When I very first heard Waterloo Sunset, I was probably about 12, still a bit of a child, but moving into adolescence. When you could appreciate music like the Kinks, it meant that you felt very sophisticated and very cool. I was tall, I was kind of gawky, I think, and very, very innocent. If anybody told me how my life was going to turn out, I don't know whether I would have liked it or not.
Chilly, chilly.
My only source of, mainly of listening to music would have been just through the radio. I had a little transistor and that's how I got to hear music.
Swarming like flies round Waterloo underground.
Waterloo Sunset for me is almost like a Turner painting, you know. It's this kind of incredibly visual landscape with the colours of the sunset, and maybe something to do with sort of the streaked rain of the 60s. Teenagers that were living in Aberdeen were generally very interested in what was going on in London, much more than what was happening in Aberdeen. And I think we all longed to go on the train and get down. It was 550 miles between Aberdeen and London. And I so longed to get to London. Whenever I hear it, I can actually sort of see the River Thames on the embankment. And there's a melancholy about it that is just so precious. The piece of music I'd pass on would have to be A Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum. It's significant to me because it's the first record that I actually bought when I was 14 years old. I must have saved up some pocket money because I certainly didn't have any money to spare. But I must have decided that there was something about this particular song that went very deeply with me.
We skip the life and then go. Turns cartwheels across the floor.
I think it's because of its abstraction, its kind of strange, surrealistic quality, the poetry of the lyrics. It's got this sort of dreamlike atmosphere around it. You're never quite sure what he's really singing about, but you kind of get it. I like that abstract quality, and I like the way you're able to recreate it through sound. I went to my very first party with boys at the age of 14. I didn't really know anything about boys. I went to an all-girls school. So going to a party wearing a tent dress, clutching a copy of A Whiter Shade of Pale. Everybody did this game, which I thought was disgusting, called Spin the Bottle, and I refused to have anything to do with it because the boys were particularly spotty. But I was relegated to playing the one hip piece of music, which was A Whiter Shade of Pale, my copy of it. And I spent the whole evening just moving the stylus as it went through and back to the beginning over and over as all these kids were snogging because they'd closed the curtains. And it turned from this party with boys and girls into some kind of, bordello of adolescent, prepubescent, God knows what. But I got to be the DJ. I think I had the best job. You know, I've been working with music all my life, and my life has been enriched by it, and yet I still don't know if I completely understand it. I think if you took music away from my life, I cannot even imagine what that would mean. I carry it around with me in my head all the time. It soothes me when I'm feeling anxious. It lifts up my spirits when I'm feeling sad. It touches me in particular ways. It makes me cry. One of 16 Vestal Virgins. Obviously, I will pass the music on to my daughters, as they love music so much. It would be part of a huge collection of music that they're already enjoying so much. So this would be my gift to them. They might just as well. A Whiter Shade of Pale has to be one of those quintessentially beautiful, abstract, poetic pieces that is still mysterious to me, and I can still play it over and over again. Even though it goes back over 40 years, it still intrigues me. Turn the whiter shade of
pale. You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.